This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you think of all the ways you can look at the global economy, look in a literal sense, a microscope is probably not the first thing you think of. But honestly, you'd be surprised at what you learn when you take a very, very close look at the stuff that makes up all the stuff that we buy. Justin Rowlett from the BBC is doing just that with a series on the chemical elements that rule our economy. Justin, good to have you back.
Very good to be here, Kai.
Last time we spoke, I believe we were having pronunciation lessons, yes? Aluminium versus aluminium?
That's right. I was teaching you how to say aluminium.
So to the point, you've been out exploring a bit with this metallic substance. First of all—
Now, I don't—
Go ahead. What?
Well, I was going to say I don't want to admit to bias, but I did think aluminium was quite boring.
Really?
Well, it's kind of grey and dull. It's kind of, you know, it's stable. I mean, you know, What's so interesting about aluminium? Of course, it's useful. You know, you make windows and stuff out of it, drinks cans, but it didn't seem very alluring. But actually, I think aluminium is a lot more interesting than I thought.
All right, now you have to get me interested because it's everywhere, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, aluminium is incredibly useful. It's light, it's versatile, it's tough. And we think of it as something that's inert. But actually, aluminium is a very reactive metal. And the reason it isn't shiny is because it reacts with the air and creates a rust, an oxidized layer on top, which is incredibly hard. One of the hardest substances there is.
And at the same time, it's flexible and pliable, and you can crumple up aluminium foil, and tin cans can crumple easily. I mean, it's a little bit of a miracle.
It is a miracle. And here's another thing. This metal, which is very, very hard to get hold of, takes a huge amount of energy to extract from the bauxite. Once you've extracted it, it's almost infinitely recyclable. And very plausibly, quite soon, we'll be recycling 85% of the aluminium that's produced, which means we will probably have mined enough aluminium for the rest of humanity's existence.
Wow.
We will never need to dig it up again. It's one of the few things you can say, well, actually, one day we may have enough of, we may not need to dig for it anymore.
That's extraordinary. My guess, however, would be that we'd keep on digging just because that's the way we are.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, how much do you need? I mean, at the moment, there's a huge spike in demand for aluminium, and that's because people around the world are suddenly getting enough money to buy fizzy drinks in aluminium cans, to buy cars which are increasingly being made of aluminium. We spoke to a company that is the biggest seller of rolled aluminium sheeting. Now, that sounds like a very boring thing. It's actually the most commonly used form of aluminium. It's the stuff that you make your drinks cans out of, and it's also what you make cars out of. The recycling time for aluminium drinks cans is now about 60 days. So that's how quickly it goes from being, you know, a drinks can into being another drinks can, if you like. So it happens quite quickly. So I think it is plausible, Kai.
Hmm. One more thing on aluminum before I let you go. When you guys spell it, do you actually put the extra I in there at the end?
There are two I's in aluminium. How many are there in
just one here in
aluminum?
Just one.
Right? No, there's two. Yeah. You know, there's another correction for you. Right. We're learning a lot here, aren't we, Kai?
Next time, we'll chat about something else. All right, Justin Rowlett from the BBC. We'll see you.
We certainly will. Thank you, Kai.